This is Talking Business. Joining me now is Naomi Simpson, famously a member of the Channel 10 Shark Tank team and also the founder of Red Balloon, among so many other things. G'day, Naomi. Thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
Now, you seem to have gone from entrepreneur to teacher, in a way. You've really taken on the role of educator. Is that a fair summary, Naomi?
Well, you're absolutely right, because one of the things that happens when you're on national television, as you probably know, Alan, is your inbox gets pretty full. People are asking you questions all the time. And I've written a bunch of books, which is great, but people still have questions. And I was looking for a way of supporting our community because, you know, growth happens in small business. And if people don't start businesses and grow them, they are actually the backbone of the economy. So I just figure if I know something, why not share it? But I had to find a way that I'd share what I learned in a constructive way that was also getting people to do some work. Because you can talk, but it's them doing the work which will ultimately make the difference to their own success.
Now, Red Balloon, you started at home. So, you know, you're the classic entrepreneur. You started it yourself. Tell us about some of the things you learnt along the way that you're now passing on to other entrepreneurs.
Well, one of the most important things was what they've now called bootstrapping and minimal viable product. And they've got all these fancy names. We were just kind of scraping it together and, you know, in a whole world of hope and a whole world of pain. But what I've always believed is it's customers who determine your future. So you need customers to be buying whatever you've got so that you can get their feedback to help you grow and develop the business. And I think too often people build it hoping that they will come versus I need to get people who are prepared to put their hand in their pocket, pay for something, and then let's listen and learn how we need to adapt and change over time. So Red Balloon is a classic story of building something small, testing it, getting some customers on board, and then growing it from there. Interestingly enough, it's what we call a two-sided marketplace, and our purpose has been about supporting other small businesses or business owners and just delivering them customers. So we're a marketing company on behalf of literally thousands of small businesses, and we just deliver them customers over and over again, and that perpetuates itself. So when I talk to other small businesses, I talk about the cost to acquire customers can actually be the end of you when it costs more to get a customer than to serve them and the profit that you're going to make. So really looking at that business model and really understanding the commercials of how money moves through your business. And, you know, we can't talk about it enough, being fiscally responsible.
Did you learn that the hard way?
Oh, yes, I've lost a few dollars over the time. Absolutely. They were expensive lessons, some of them, so I needed to learn deeply about what was going on. You know, to the point of I remember spending close to $1 million on a particular marketing campaign and I didn't get a blip on my website. And what I realised is that I was not communicating to them in the way they wanted to hear from me based on the sort of relationship they had with the brand. So, you know, I remember speaking to one of my mentors and he goes,
that was a very hard lesson. That's very...
It was a lot of money. And, you know, literally people would call and go, oh, did you see our promotion? They go, no. And I go, oh. You know, it was devastating.
That must have been a really significant lesson. I mean,
it was.
That you would have learnt then.
And so one of the things I talk to people about, especially in the education program I've put together, is who is already speaking to your customers? Where are they? Where do they hang out? You don't have to go it alone. And I think that's one of the most expensive lessons I ever had was thinking I had to do it on my own versus, let's say, the banks or airlines or whoever is already speaking to my customer. So what can I do to be with them, to provide them with added value or brand attributes or something because they're already speaking to them? So it's a lot of what I talk about is understanding where your customer hangs out, how many are there, and how you can attract them to you.
What I often think with people like you, I mean, is particularly those who, you know, you're in the education business, you're writing books, you're sort of trying to teach and help people deal with being an entrepreneur and to grow a business. But I guess it's based on the premise that you don't have to learn it the hard way, as you did. You know what I mean? Like, I imagine you did read books when you started your business, but basically the lessons that you learnt were learnt the hard way. And the question, I suppose, is that necessary? Because Otherwise, if it is necessary, then, you know, there's no point trying to teach people. They've got to learn the hard way.
I think people will have their own lessons, and whether it's $1 million or $5,000, you know. I see a lot of people wasting a lot of money on digital marketing. They spend money on Facebook, they spend money on Google AdWords, they don't get a return, they don't know why, and it's kind of become this black art. So there's certain technical skills or technical things, and one of the questions I get the most is, do I have to be an expert in social media to run my business? And that's, and they're literally losing money every single day because they don't have the right tools or the understanding of being in the customer's world, let alone the resources. So they are still going to lose money on certain things. There is always going to be trial and error. You have to take risks. There's no set and forget. There's no guarantees in business. What I learned then might not be valuable now, but it's a mindset. It's about a curiosity. And as you said, I did, and I still do, read and read and read and read. You know, all of the greats, Jim Collins, Malcolm Gladwell, Seth Godin, and I still read. But, you know, I still made mistakes as well. So, yeah, maybe people don't need to. Maybe they'll learn something from me. But if nothing else, I do know that being a role model is equally important and that people can see what is possible. And knowing that I have picked myself up many times, I've tried to fire myself, I've wanted to get rid of myself, I've said, I can't do this anymore. And knowing that sometimes, like, I didn't have a customer for 2 months and 4 days. And I tell this story openly because people then go, oh, I won't give up. Maybe if I just keep going. And I talk about the difference between persistence and pigheadedness. So I think that then when people say, actually, it wasn't all easy, maybe I will give it another crack. Maybe I just need to look at this a different way. Maybe I do need to invest in my own education, and they'll pick themselves up and keep going.
Well, I suppose if you can do anything that will prevent you spending $1 million, wasting $1 million on marketing that you...
Oh, I wish I had that money now. You know, coming into Christmas, here we are in November, and, you know, it's all about fabulous gifts at Red Balloon. And, you know, we have the Big Red Group now, which has Red Balloon and Wrapped and a bunch of businesses in it. And so we've applied our business knowledge to a whole range of businesses, which I think has also given me growth personally as well. Because, you know, I've been in Red Balloon now for 16 years, and who would have thought all those years ago, when I started at home, I'd be here. You know, it's not an easy ride. And when I see these startups going, thinking they're going to flip it in 3 years, I just go, mate, it's not going to happen. The likelihood of that is, you know, 0.001, and we're not Silicon Valley.
It is striking, Naomi, looking at your LinkedIn profile, that everything on it has some date in the past and leading to the present.
Yeah.
So everything is up to the present.
I've got a fair few things on my schedule. That's exactly right.
I don't think I've seen a LinkedIn profile like that before.
That's right. But, you know, I've got this fabulous course on LinkedIn as well. I'm the first Australian author that they've chosen to do Managing Your Small Business. So I did the one in here, education.naomisimpson.com. They liked it. They thought it was really great. They're now taking that global. So I see a massive opportunity to share what I've learned in other audiences, and LinkedIn have taken me on, which is really lovely.
What do you learn from the Shark Tank? You see so many would-be entrepreneurs on that.
Oh, yes, I know. And look, I just need to tell you that we're not as fiscally irresponsible as we look. I just, you know, people come on, they're actually there for between 1 hour and 2 hours, and we are really grilling them. And what they say on set forms part of our due diligence process. So, you know, it's not they come on set for 10 minutes. We ask one question and here's our cash. It is a TV show. We're there for the entertainment. But there's some really good businesses that we've discovered in there. And I'm looking for who they are as a leader. So it's one thing to have a great idea and to know your business, but it's another thing to know that that person or people are investable. So I need to know that they are passionate, that they're going to stick with it and be persistent, because business is always hard. I don't know anybody who's having an easier time than they've ever had before. I need to know that they're going to stay positive. You know, I don't want them to read a headline and say, oh, the economy's this, that and the other thing, and throw their hands up and just be alarmed. And the other thing is purpose. And when I look at most of the pitches, most of them come from a space of I want to fix a problem and I want to make the world a slightly better place. You know, I think back to the people who invented an anchor chain thing so it didn't drag on the reef. These people had been in business for 17 years, had patents, did not know how to commercialise it. And since they've been on set, they're now in manufacture, they're in store and they're exporting. And so that is a delight.
Have you actually found and invested in yourself some businesses through Shark Tank?
Yeah, I have. Absolutely. In fact, I'm very proud of my veggie pod. The veggie pod is a self-contained vegetable patch that even I can grow things in. And it's got this kind of white lid, which keeps us a thermo environment and keeps those possums out. So, and it's small enough to put on a balcony. So people who really want to grow something, and as we live in, you know, high density areas, they can put it on. And that's an export item for us. We are now exporting in a whole bunch of countries. And so far, it's probably been my most successful investment.
We're going to have to leave it there, Naomi. It's been great talking to you. Thanks.
Thanks for having me, Alan. See you next time.
I've been talking to Naomi Simpson of the Shark Tank and also the founder of Red Balloon.